Today's scripture reading comes from Mark chapter 10, verses 35 through 45. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or to be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" And they said to him, "We are able." And Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." And when the ten heard it, they began to be indignant with James and John. And Jesus called them to him and said to them, "You know that those who are supposed to rule over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave to all. For the Son of Man also came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many."
Thank you, William. And again, a shout out to our orchestra today. I know we see diminished numbers, but those seven pack a powerful wallop. And who needs strings when you have a string bass? Right? Isn't that great? And a couple of other instruments thrown in, and they did a fantastic job. We appreciate that, and we appreciate you, Adam, for leading them. Good job. So, alongside the road, a zookeeper's truck had broken down. He had in the back of his truck a load of penguins to be delivered to the zoo. It wasn't long after he broke down that another pickup truck comes by, stops, and agrees to the zookeeper's request. "Please take these penguins to the zoo. My truck has broken down. Would you please take them to the zoo?" "Great," he said. So the penguins are loaded on the back of the pickup. Hours later, the zookeeper is still stuck beside the road because still can't get his truck fixed. And he sees coming back the other way that Good Samaritan in that pickup. But funny thing is, the penguins are still in the back. "I thought I asked you to take these penguins to the zoo," he asked. "Well, I did," came the answer. "And we had such a good time, we're going to town to get some ice cream." So that's an oldie, a very old joke. But it is a goodie about making our instructions crystal clear. You need to do more than just take the penguins to the zoo. You need to take them to the zoo so they can be admitted, so that they can be part of exhibits. But no, that wasn't what was said. When it comes to church, volunteer positions like church council and other committees, we have not always been clear about our expectations. And sometimes we convey the notion that all we want from them is just to fill a slot. And that's far from the truth, especially around here. Today we are installing four new members of our church council. We're going to be installing new members of the endowment and nominating committees. And what in the heck are they supposed to do? Well, I think we owe an explanation. I certainly owe them an explanation, even to those continuing in those posts, because some obviously will be continuing, and wondering about what the heck they're supposed to do. And the answer is in the text today, probably the highlight of the book of Mark, Mark chapter 10, verses 35 to 45. Many biblical commentators have said that that is the high point of the Gospel of Mark. James and John, how could you ask to be on the left and right side of Jesus in his glory? These are commanding positions of authority and leadership. And Jesus, of course, will have none of it. Jesus corrects them. and says later in the text, whoever wants to be great must be a servant. Whoever wants to be great must be a servant. You see, the problem is that they confused leadership with lordship. A leader asks one thing, a lord asks another. A lord who's lording it over someone asks, how can you serve me? But a leader asks just the opposite, how can I serve you and make you better, your life better, your situation better? Very, very different perspectives. Leadership is not lordship. Rabbi Kushner, in the bulletin you see at the very top, the meditation for today, says in that meditation, the purpose of life is not to win, to be above other people. It's to grow and share with others. That's what Jesus was getting at. We can summarize Jesus' message in two simple words, and they are servant leadership. Now, those words should sound a little bit familiar to you for a number of reasons. They have currency today because a lot of people talk about servant leadership, but there's another reason they should sound a little bit familiar to you, because they have close local ties. The person who adopted that phrase and made it popular for us in the United States today was from Terre Haute, and his name was Robert Greenleaf. Anybody ever hear of Robert Greenleaf? He coined that phrase back in the 60s. He founded in 1964 an organization called a Center for Applied Ethics, which is now called the Greenleaf Center. And shortly after, he published the title of a document, The Servant as Leader, an essay that coined the phrase servant leader and launched the modern servant leadership movement. So that happened in the 60s, and that's why those terms have currency today in business and in church and in our culture. Servant leadership. The way to be great is not to be Lord. The way to be great is to be servant. Now, in that essay, which I looked up this week, he set the following three criteria for judging leadership success. And he asked them in these questions, in the form of these questions. If you are a good leader, then you will answer a certain way to these questions. And these questions go like this. Number one, do those that we serve grow as persons? Number two, do they, while being served, become healthier, wiser, freer, more autonomous, more likely themselves to become servants to others? And finally, what is the effect on the least privileged in society? Do they benefit from my leadership? Pretty heavy criteria, but that's what he meant by being a servant, helping people to grow, helping people to become healthier, wiser, freer, more autonomous, more likely to become servant leaders themselves, and helping to bring benefit to those who are underprivileged, the least privileged. Do they benefit from my leadership? I think Jesus would agree. The key to leadership isn't the sheer exercise of power, but the sharing of it, using it to empower others, who will empower still others, and so on and so on. We are in life here to help others win. We are not here to win ourselves. We are here to help other people win. Now, our ministry here at St. Lucas is about other people. We've made that perfectly clear. Whether the other person is a member of the church, we serve each other, or an unknown outsider who just happens in. And we do a lot of that as well. We install leaders this morning who will support the dynamic ministries of serving the needs of others. That is why we do what we do. We have not elected these individuals to fill slots because the Constitution says you got to have 12 people on this or 7 people on this or whatever. We have called them into leadership positions so that they may be servant leaders. That really is the bottom line. Despite the differences in the different committees, bottom line, servant leadership. And answering the three questions in a positive way. helping other people grow, helping other people to be healthier, wiser, freer, and more autonomous, and benefiting the least privileged in our society. Now, as new council members come on and other committee members come on, I can promise you this, that there will be little fame and there will be very little pay. In fact, there'll be none. Sorry about that, but that's not why you have volunteered to come on to these separate organizations, these councils and committees. Success is measured not by how much you have earned or how much you will win by this position. Success will be measured by the success of those that you serve. Our ministry is self-effacing. We are to be windows to Jesus and the following of Jesus. We are not to be opaque like these wall pictures are, as beautiful as they are. We are to be crystal clear so that when people look at us, they do not see us, but they see our desire to serve the one who taught us to serve, namely Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth. Isaac Newton is probably one of the most influential scientists of all time. And he once said, "If I have seen farther than others, it is because I have stood on the shoulders of giants." A very popular phrase and quotation even today. Newton was no doubt thinking about all the many servant leaders who had made him what he was, who had prepared the way, who had taught him, who had supported him, who made it possible for him to succeed. And in that quote, he gives deference to them, that I am not here because I am self-made. I'm here because of the help of other people. I am simply standing on the shoulders of giants. May the same be said of all who stand in positions of leadership here at St. Lucas. And really, for all of us, because I think each one of us in some way stands as a leader in someone else's life. You might not be on a church council, you might not be on some famous board in town, but someone looks up to you. Someone somewhere looks up to you. And in that sense, you are a leader, and so this stands for that. Will you help someone else achieve? Will you help someone else grow? Will you help someone else win, not just you? If we follow Jesus, the standard is clear. Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. Any other form of leadership is just another personality cult. And God knows we have plenty of personality cults today. So may God help us, may God help our new leaders to emulate the wisdom of Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth. Amen and amen.